Today's daf is Sota Daf Gimel, and we are at the third wide line on Daf Beis, Amid Beis, Masnisin, Deloiki Haitana. Today's daf is being learned, Le'ilui Nishmas, Chaim Elazar, Ben Yibadol Chaim, Reb Shimshon Aryeh. So yesterday, Be'ezus Hashem, we began a new Masechta, Masechta Sota. And as we mentioned in the abbreviated introduction, the topic of Masechta Sota is the Sota. So, who exactly is the Sota? Truth is, there are two types of Sotos in Halacha. There's what's known as the Vaday Sota, and then there's what's known as the Safik Sota. The Vaday Sota is an Eish HaSish, where two Edim said, they witnessed that she was Mizana. The Halacha of the Vaday Sota is that it's Asur for her to live with her husband, she'll never be able to live with the Boyal, she'll never be able to eat Truma, and being that Edim say that they saw what she did, if there was Hasra, she would be Chayiv Misas Bezdin, and if there was no Hasra, at the very least, she would be Chayiv Karas. The Safik Sota is a woman who's an Eish HaSish, where we don't know for sure she was Mizana, but at the same time, we have reason to believe there's a Suffolk that maybe she was Mizana. We mentioned yesterday that if the Suffolk that we had was a more traditional type of Suffolk, where for whatever reason, we think maybe, but also maybe not, in that case, the woman would not be deemed a Suffolk Saita. The reason is because she would be presumed to be innocent based on her chazaka that she's a ksheira, based on her chazaka that she's muteris labayla. The suffix soita of the Torah, the suffix soita that's discussed very much in Masechta Soita, is discussing a woman where there's a suffix if she's a soita, but the parameters of the suffix are very, very specific. They're very nuanced. In fact, they're governed very much by Gzeiras HaKasav. Hocha b'may askinon, where there was a woman whose husband was suspicious that maybe she was being Mizana. As a result, he did what we know as kinoi. He warned her and said, Ish ploini, who I'm suspicious of, al tisteri imoi. Do not be in a compromised position. Meaning, don't be in a state of yichud, don't be in a state of stira. She did not listen to her husband. She was in a state of stira. So we know there was kinoi, we know there was stira. The halach is, that woman is deemed to be a Safik Saita. Why that woman versus any other Safik? The short answer is, it's a Gzeiras HaKasav. It's a Chiddush HaTorah. That when the Safik is based on Kinoi and Stira, B'kai Gavna, we treat her as our Safik, and she has the laws of a Safik Saita. What are the laws of the Safik Saita? The first Mishnah told us the story. Just like a Vaday Saita is Aser to her husband, the Safik Saita is Aser to the husband as well. Just like a Vaday Saita is Aser to the Baal, the Safik Saita would be Aser to the Baal. Just like a Vaday Saita can't eat Truma, a Safik Saita also can't eat Truma. In fact, this we did not mention yesterday, and this is something that's going to emerge later on in the Masechta, the Chiddush of Safik Saita goes so far that Chazal said that a Safik Saita has to be treated not just L'chumra, as if maybe she was Mizana, but the geder of her halacha is that we treat Sveika Kevadai. Now, what exactly that means, and why is that different than every other Safik when we go L'chumra? So that's sugyas later. But the bottom line is, the halacha of Safik Soit is very, very specific. It's talking about a woman where there was Kinoi and Stira. As a result, there is certainly a legitimate reason to be concerned that maybe something happened. The Torah said, in this instance, we don't falazach on chazakis, all the different klalim and shas, in oisrin ala yichud, that maybe you're familiar with, do not apply in this case. That is the chiddush of the parasha of Saita. Now, the ikra of the Masechta deals not with the Vaday Saita, but rather with the Safik Saita, and that's exactly how the Masechta began. It began with a machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, regarding the Hilchas Eidus of Kinoi and Stira. Rabbi Eliezer said that Kinoi needs to be done b'fnei shnayim, meaning you need two Eidim to testify that a woman had Kinoi in order for her to be deemed a Safik Saita. As it relates to Stira, for that, all you would need is an Eid Echad. If the husband himself says that I saw the Stira, even though he's in a gay bedavar, it doesn't matter. The halach is he's going to be believed. Rabbi Yeshua is chaylik with Rabbi Eliezer, as he so often is. And Rabbi Yeshua says, Rabbi Eliezer, not only does kinoi have to be al pishnayim, but umashka al pishnayim stira has to be al pishnayim as well. So Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua both agree that kinoi has to be al pishnayim. The machloikas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua is regarding stira. Stira al pishnayim was stira al pi echad. What was the Makar of the Machloikis? That was the last Gemara that we learned on Daf Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara said that Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that Sai the Kinoi and Sai the Stira have to be Al Pishnayim, he learns it from a Pasuk in the Parsha of Saita. Because another one of the Chidushim in the Parsha of Saita, something that we talked a lot about yesterday, is that once a woman has Kinoi and Stira, at that point, if an Eid Echad would come and say that I know that she was Mizana, the Eid Echad would be believed. Why is that a Chidush? Because you're trusting an Eid Echad to determine B'teras Vadai that this woman was Mizana. L'chura, determining that a woman was Mizana is a Dovah Sheba Erva. And we know the rule in Hilchas Eidus is that just like Dovah Sheba Mamay requires two Eidim, so too Dovah Sheba Erva is Eino Pusa Mishnayim, requires two Eidim. So the fact that we would trust in Eid Echad, not to create a suffix, but to determine B'teras Vadai that this woman was Mizana, is certainly a very big Kiddush. Stating that, it's learned out from a Pasuk. It says, V'eid ein ba. The Gemara went through the nuances of that Rasha yesterday, and that teaches me that an Eid Echad is believed after this Kini and Stira. Said Rabbi Yeshua, the Torah, when it said the Kiddush, that an Eid Echad is believed in the Parish of Saito, said, V'eid ein ba, but with a mapike, and it's coming to be memayit something, that it's dafka, however, as it relates to anything that we need to determine prior to the Tumma, such as the actual Kinoi and the actual Stira, over there you're going to need to wait. Rabbi Eliezer says the Gemara agrees that Ba V'loi B'Kinoi, that from the Miut of Ba we learn that an Eid Echad is not believed to say Eidus Kinoi. However, as it relates to Stira, Rabbi Eliezer has a Riboy in the Parsha of Saita to teach me that Stira, an Eid Echad would be believed. What's Rabbi Eliezer's Riboy? Because it says in the Pasuk, V'nistera v'hinetma, the Torah was makish stira to tuma. Tuma means nos. And just like you find v'hinetma, an Eid Echad is believed, l'achakin of a stira, so too we learn from there that the stira itself, an Eid Echad would be believed. But the bottom line is, the machlokes in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, is regarding stira. Stira, al pi Eid Echad, shitas Rabbi Eliezer, oy al pi shnayim, that's shitas Rabbi Yeshua. As it relates to kinui, everybody agrees that kinui would have to be al pi shnayim. Zok de Gemara, everything that we just said, masnisin, which is really the Mishnah, is the loiki aitan. It's inconsistent with the opinion of the following time, that the Tanya we learned to the Brisa, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, said in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, Amakana l'ishtoi, a man that does kinoi, mekana al pi Eid Echad, al pi atzmai. He only needs an Eid Echad in order to establish a kinoi as a kinoi, or he doesn't even need an Eid Echad. If he himself walks into Bezin and says, I did kinoi, that in of itself would be considered a kinoi. Umashkul al pishnayim. However, as it relates to stira, via Rabbi Eliezer holds, you would have to have two Eidim. Now, this Braisa doesn't mention Rabbi Yeshua, but we know Rabbi Yeshua from the Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua is chalik in Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua holds, side the kinoi and side the stira have to happen al pishnayim. But the point is, what do you see in Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda's Braisa, that the Machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, is fakert 180 degrees from the way we had in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, they're arguing regarding stira, whether you need two Eidim or whether an Eid Echad Oyal Pi Atzmin is going to be okay. And the Braisa is just the opposite. They agree stira needs two Eidim. They're arguing regarding kinu. Now the Braisa continues, and the Braisa says, Heishivu Chachamim L'Divi Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim told Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, they said, according to you, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you could be mekana al pi atzmai ein ladavar soif. You're putting women in a very compromised position because it's going to be so easy for a woman to be implicated as being a safek saita. You don't even need eidim to determine that there was a kinoi. You don't even need an eid echad al pi atzmai. He can say that I did kinoi. That's not a good place for a woman to be in, and as a result, it's not possible that this would be the halacha. The Gemara elaborates on everything. But first, I time the Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda. What's the makar to Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda? Meaning, not Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda's Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that kinui al pi eidechot, although stir is al pi shnayim on makra. It's because Rabbi Eliezer darshin that says in the Torah of Eidein, but again, the same drasha that we had yesterday. The same drasha that we chazed over in the introduction. The Eidein Ba Eidein Achadus believe, Bavalei B'stira. It's Tafka for Tumul, L'achakin of B'stira that Eidein Achadus believe, but as it relates to Stira itself, over there, you would have to have two Eidein. Faith to Gemara, Ve'ema Bavalei B'kinah. If that's the case, and that's why Rabbi Eliezer holds that Stira requires Shnayim. So why is it that Kinoi is kosher Alpi Eid Achad? Says the Gemara, because Rabbi Eliezer holds that kinoy is iskish latoma. You find that kinoy was iskish latoma. The chesed v'kinei is ishtoy v'hinitma. And just like Eidachad is believed v'toma, so to Eidachad would be belief for kinoy as well. Faith Gemara stira nami iskish latoma. Isn't stira also iskish latoma? The chesed v'nistera v'hinitma. Again, we saw this all yesterday. Says the Gemara, that pasuk is coming to teach me something else. Ahu lekama shir stira kidei tuma hu da'asa. The reason it says v'nistra v'hinetma is not to teach me this hakish, but rather to teach me a halacha in hilchas stira, halacha that's going to be the topic of tomorrow's daf, and that is that how long does the stira have to be in order for it to be a stira in hilchas kinui v'stira? It would have to be a shir tuma, the amount of time it would take for there to be a bia. But the bottom line is, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eliezer's shita is fakered from what it is in our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer's shita is that stira needs to aid him. It's kinui that doesn't need to aid him. My time with the Rabbi Eliezer, bavaloi b'stira, that's how you know stira needs to aid him. V'kinei is ishtai. V'hinitma, there's a hekish between kinui and tumma. Just like tumma's kasha beid achad, so to kinui is going to be kasha beid achad as well. Now the braisa of Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda had a little bit of a hemshech, something we didn't have in our Mishnah. Hishivu chacham l'div Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Chacham told Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda, ein lo davar soif, that according to you, that hold, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you could be mekana al-piatzmai, it's literally ein lo davar soif. So the Gemara says, my niyu, what does this mean? So the Gemara explains, dezimnin deloikani, because it's possible that a man will have not ever done kinui, the Omar Kanoi, and he's going to say that he did kinui. Now, ordinarily, if somebody walks into court and he makes a claim, prove it. How do you prove it in halacha? Bring Eidim. But if you don't have to bring Eidim, then l'chura, it's putting now this woman in a vulnerable situation because you're going to get her to maybe drink the meisaita, etc., etc., when there really was no kinui and stira, just because he said so. So the Gemara's kasha is, ha, l'mishnah senu yesh l'davar saif. And in our Mishnah's version of the machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, is the yeah a davar saif? Meaning, does this svara not apply? It sounds like the Gemara is saying that in Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda's nusach of the machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, he shivu chachamim ein lo davar saif. As if to say, in the Mishnah's nusach of the machloikis, where Rabbi Eliezer holds stira al piyat echad oy al piyat, there is no problem. Why not? Zimna d'lo yestater. Maybe this woman will have been warned, okay, and she's going to be afraid, and she'll make sure she doesn't do stira. V'amar estater, and the man's going to walk in. He won't need to aid him. He won't even need an aid echad, and he's going to say that there was a stira. You're going to end up in the same situation. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The kasha is, why is the yeshivu chachamim davka on the brice of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, not on the Mishnah? L'churi, either Rabbi Eliezer, this is a very good taina, and that is ein lo davar soif. So the Gemara says, Am Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yitzchak said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, you have to edit a little bit the brice, and that is af le divrei Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, ein lo davar soif. That what the chachamim told Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda is that you think you're making it better by saying that Rabbi Eliezer holds kinui al piatzmai as opposed to stira al piatzmai. Why would you think maybe you're making it better? Because maybe you don't have the time of ein lo davar soif. So he shivu chacham, they told Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, you're not making anything better, because even according to you, there's still an ein lo davar soif. So the Gemara says, really? Based on that lashon, afle divrei Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda v'loy mi boya l'mishnah seinu, meaning afle divrei Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda would sound like that it's pashut in the Mishnah it's ein lo davar soif. There's a chiddush that even Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda it's ein lo davar soif. The Gemara says adarabba, I would say just the opposite. L'mishnah seinu, in the case of the Mishnah where Rabbi Eliezer holds that stira al piatzmai, kinui itself requires edim. So if that's the case, ikka. You have at least something. You have a kinui that was al pishnayim. Now we're being mechadish that stira could be al piatzmai. I hear ein lo davar soif. It's a good taina. But in the brice of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda leke ikar, where the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer is that kinui is al piatzmai. So that means you can literally start the whole geshef without there being any edim. It's more of an ein lo davar soif. When there's already a kinui, there's a less of Ein L'davar Seif. Because at the very least, you have to bring Eidim to prove that there was a Kinoi. But if even the Kinoi itself, I could do without any Eidim, so the Ein L'davar Seif is a much sharper Ein L'davar Seif. You look at Rashi. Rashi says something very interesting. Rashi says, Hocha Leko Iker. So what's the punchline? The punchline is, if the man's ever going to get angry at his wife, it's going to be very easy for him to say, Kinesi, that I did Kinoi, and he's going to be able to find Stiros Harbe. As if to say, any man can find Stiros Harbe, Eitzel Ishtoi, and if you're going to tell me that you could do Kinoi Al Piatzmai, it's a real Ein L'davar Seif. Rashi's explaining, what does it mean that there's no Iker? No Iker meaning that if I can make up the Kinoi, then it's a different level of an Ein L'davar Seif. The reason is because now all I need to do is to prove a stira, and to prove a stira is going to be very, very easy. And either way, so the Gemara says, because of this, we have to just tweak the Chachamim and that price a little bit more. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. It's the same Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, the name is the same Rabbi Yochanan. The Divrei Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, the Af. The right Gersa is the with a vav after Mishnah Seinu Ein L'davar Seif. That according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, it's Ein L'davar Seif. And by the way, you should know, according to the Mishnah, I grab the hold, it's also Ein L'davar Seif. It's grab the shtickle more Ein L'davar Seif the way you're learning it. But Enochinami, that taina that the Chachamim had to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda wasn't exclusive to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. They could have asked it to the Chachamim as well. In fact, we have a Gersa specifically that is what the Chachamim said. Shivu Chachamim, they said, L'divrei Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, it's Ein L'davar Seif. According to the Mishnah, it's also going to be Ein L'davar Seif. Zokti Gemara. Amar B'chanina Misura. B'chanina Misura said, Lo'ilei me'inish litzi b'zman hazeh. A man should not tell his wife, b'zman hazeh, meaning nowadays that there's no meis saita anymore, and there's no way to resolve a safik saita. As a result, if you have a safik saita, what would happen? She'd be yasser. I'd be a girl tzedek. So a person should not tell his wife loy tistery bahadi ploini. He shouldn't tell his wife loy tistery. Why? Because Dilma Kamilan Karibesi Rabbi Yehuda. Because maybe we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar who said kinei al piatzmai, that you could do kinei al piatzmai. And if that's the case, saying to your wife, even bechadri chadorim, loy tistery bahadi ploini will constitute a kinoi, umestatra, so that if later she's going to do stira, it's going to come out. Then the stira is going to be a real stira. And there's no meisaita. And she's going to end up being aser to her husband for the rest of her life. So said Reb Chanina Misura, a person should not ever do kinoi towards his wife. And the reason is because maybe the halach is like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. And on the tzad, the halach is like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Then kinoi is al piatzmai, that will be kinoi. If later there's going to be a stira, she's going to be aser, there's no meisaita, and as a result, she's going to be aser forever. The Tosfos Rosh on this Gemara asks two obvious kashas. The first kasha he asks is, that why was it Rabbi Chanina Misura had a havamina, that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda's version of the Machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, was the right version, as opposed to the one of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda's talking in a braisa. The Mishnah is a Mishnah. Whenever you have a shiloh between a Mishnah and a Braisa, we know the Mishnah always trumps. So if that's the case, why would Rabbi Chanina bin Sura be Misura be worried about the Shita of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? L'chayra, Shita's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is a Braisa, and if it's a Braisa, and it's connected to Mishnah, for sure the Halach is like the Mishnah. And if the Halach is like the Mishnah, there's no one that holds that Kunez al-Biyatzim. That's one kasha. The second kasha is an even starker kasha. When Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda said in the Braisa, Kinoi al-Biyatzimai, he was saying in a Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. The Machloikis Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Tan of our Mishnah is what Rabbi Eliezer's Shita is. But the Kuli Alma Shitas Rabbi Yeshua is that Tzai Kinoi and Tzai Stira have to be Al Pishnayim. And if that's the case, what are we worried about? You worried about Shitas Rabbi Eliezer? We don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti. Now, granted, if you medayik Lashoyne Yazov of Rabbi Chanina Misura, what did he say? Dilma. It's all a chashash, but why is there a chashash? Number one, that the halacha would be like the Braisa over the Mishnah, and why is there a chashash that the halacha would be like Rabbi Eliezer over Rabbi Yeshua? So because of these two kashas, so the Tosfos Rosh is matrik a little bit, and he says, v'shema maybe mistaber taimi de Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, maybe Rabbi Chanina Misura held that even though it's true Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is a Braisa, and he's going connected to Mishnah, but maybe he held in Svara that the time of the Braisa is a little bit better than the time of the Mishnah. And he says, besides, if you look in the Braisa, we spoke this out. When we read the Braisa inside, there's really no mention of Rabbi Yeshua. So to the extent that there's a tzad to go with the Braisa, and in the Braisa there really is no Rabbi Yeshua, so maybe there's no such Rabbi Yeshua. Very, very dachak. Yeshivu chachamim, v'divi Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. But I'll compare him. This is what the Taisus Rosh says to try to get out of the situation a little bit. But just to mention, the Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, and this is in the end of Perek Chav Dalet, says as follows, L'shoyne Yazov, Omar lo beinoy lebeina, if a man tells his wife, beinoy lebeina, in private, al tistari imishploini, and then afterwards he saw stira the shaskide toma harezu asura all of his manazeh she incha me soita, she's gonna be aser the chayav lahoitzi, he has to give her a get the yitain ksuba, and he's gonna have to give her a ksuba. So a man told his wife beinoy lebeina al tistari mishploini, and then there was a stira, says the Rambam, she's aser bizmanazeh she incha me soita the chayav lahoitzi the yitain ksuba. If you look in the Kass of Mishnah says the makar to this Rambam is this Gemara, it's Rav Chanina Misura. In fact, because the Mishnah is bothered a little bit, why did the Rambam say Harezu Asura Ola Bizman Hazeh? That's nothing to do with Bizman Hazeh. This halacha is true even not Bizman Hazeh. Now you have to be more careful Bizman Hazeh because there's no Meisaita. But even when there was Meisaita, this halacha is true. It's the Kesef Mishnah's Kasha. And the Kesef Mishnah says probably because the Makar to the Rambam was Rav Chanina Misura. And Rav Chanina Misura was talking about Zman Hazeh. So the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah is the authority and had to learn a Rambam. So that's why he mentioned Bizman Hazeh. But Enchinami, it's not Mesuyim Davka to Zman Hazeh. The problem is that the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Soita, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, paskins like Rabbi Yeshua. He paskins that Kinui has to be Al Pishnayim, and that Stira has to be Al Pishnayim. And if that's the case, L'chura, how do you understand the Rambam? The Rambam is bringing Rab Chanina Misura's Halacha. The fact that Rab Chanina Misura held like Rab Chanina Misura, that was a Taisa Rosh's Kasha. And he works Pshat Tova, why he would have held that way. But how could the Rambam, who paskins like Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah, that Tznai Kinu in Tznai Stira has to be Al Pishnayim, suddenly paskin like Rab Chanina Misura? This is a very, very shver Kasha, and really it's a little bit of a mafteach to understand a little bit better the sheet of Rab Chanina Misura. Tein l'chachem yech gemoy. I'll just tell you, I saw the Keren Oira right here in Soita Dav Beis. He asks another Kasha. He says that why did the Rambam bring this halacha in Perek Chav Dalet in Hilchas Ishus? That's what this halacha is. Now, Perek Chav Dalet in Hilchas Ishus is sugyas of women that the husband has an obligation to give a get when they get ksuba, when they don't get ksuba. Hilchas Ishus is synonymous with Masechtas Ksubas, right? So you want to know where the Rambams are in Masechtas Soita? It's very easy. It's in Hilchas Soita, right? Where the Rambams are in Masechtas Gittin? It's in Hilchas Gerishin. Where the Rambams in Masechtas Ksubas? So for the most part, they're in Hilchas Ishus. So this is a Ishus Digesugya. It's handling ksuba. And over there, the Rambam brought this halacha. And the Keren Oira is matmiya. He says, why would the Rambam have brought this only in Hilchas Ishus and not in Hilchas Soita? I understand there's a ksuba implication, but this is a sifkaton in Hilchas Soita. More so than it's a sifkaton in Hilchas Ishus. Keren Oira says, Luli the Mistafina, maybe there's a toy sifkaton in this Rambam. That's zikher and eitzah and had to be miyashiv, a shver Rambam. But the bottom line is, this is a very, very shver Rambam, and there's definitely something going on in this Rib Chanina Misura. Either way, snok the Gemara vayta. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, now Masech Tesoita, one of the themes are that every time the Gemara starts getting a little bit lumbish, you come up for breath, you can exhale with a little bit of light Gemara. So Reish Lakish said, my Lashon Kinoi, what is the taich? What's the definition of the word kinoi? What does it even mean? Davar hamatal kinoi beinol beinachem. It's from the lashon of kas, because when a man does kinoi to his wife, what he's inevitably going to do, he's going to cause kas. He's going to cause discourse. He's going to cause machloikis between her and her friends. Says the Gemara Alma. You can make an observation for what Reish Lakish said. Kosover kinoi al piatzma. He must hold that kinoi is al piatzma, which has a shaykhis to the previous raid. And as a result, this man, if he does kinoi, lav dafke, anyone's going to know about it. If you have Aden, chavre, chavre, slave, chavre, 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 slave. But if you could do kinoi apiyatzme, lav dafke, anyone's going to know about it. For Amri and all the friends are going to say, mighty kama, what's going on over here? The kabadla, right? Did you notice that our chavreta over there, she's acting a little strange? Suddenly she doesn't come over, she's not talking. What's going to happen? A fight's going to break out. All of a sudden, there's going to be kas, there's going to be machlokes. Now, why is she not going over? Because she's suddenly looking both ways before she crosses the street. Because she's afraid. She knows she's under the spell of a kinoi. And if any stira is going to take place, it can end up being a problem. And it's for that reason that we refer to kinoi with a lashon of kinoi. Rebbe Rashlami said in the name of Abaya that the reason it's called kinoy. Again, it's because it's matal kina, but it's dovra matal kina beinoy le beino. It causes kas between the couple. Alma kusava kina al pishnayim. Eitim must be Abaya held that kinoy has to be done in front of Eitim, and if that's the case, for kulam liyadi the kanila, so that there won't be any kinah, it's not going to be any kas between her and her friends, because everyone's going to know what happened. The iyyuhu the asa the mevet kinabada, the only kinah you have to worry about is between the couple, and it's for that reason it's called kinah. But the bottom line is, from both pshatim, Sifra Rish Lakish said, and Sifra Yemer Bashlami said, the name of Abai, why is the kinoy? Why is kinoy referred to that word? What's the shayrish? It comes from the kanoyes kenasi. It comes from a word of kas. That's the word. Alma says the Gemara, kasavri, these amirah must have held the asal kanoyes, that it's asur to do kinoy. Why? Because if it's matul kina, doesn't matter if it's beinola bein her friends, or if it's beinola beina, either way, it's not a good thing. And if that's the case, it must be asur to do kinoy. Zokti mandama mutal kanoyes, mao loshin kinoy. According to the mandama that holds that you're allowed to do kinoy, who is that mandama? So we'll see in the course of the daf. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, "In kinoy el loshen asra, you have to say it means to warn someone." The Chenu Oimer, and there's a makar to this in a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Yoel that says, "Vayakana Hashem la'aretzoy." This is after the infamous arba that Rashi quotes in Chumash and Parshas Bo. So there was the arba of the ten makis, and then there was the arba of the times of Yoel. And when Hashem wanted the arba to go away, so Hashem warns the arba. That's what the pasuk means. Ayin Rashi, "Vayakana Hashem la'aretzoy." He warned all the arba to go away. Bottom line is that from there you see, Vayikana means to warn, and this is the makar that kinoy can mean a lashon of warning. Just one ha'ara before we go weiter, and that is, so Rish Lakish said that my lashon kinoy, it's davar matul kina beinol bein acher. What are we worried about? We're worried that a man is going to do kinoy to his wife, no one's going to know about it, and the wife is suddenly going to stop spending time with a chaverim, and people don't want to know what's going on. They're not going to know it was because of a kinoy. The osel miyavid kina behadav. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, "May dekama, may yesh lefanenu." What's going on here? Ma ira achshav. All of a sudden she's baydeles, and all of a sudden she doesn't want to go anywhere. The mechaschinuch in the laws of Saita. It's in Mitzvah Shin Samechei, Mitzvah Soita. He brings a raya from this Gemara and really from this Rashi to a Chiddush that he said doesn't need a raya, but he thinks he has rayas from G'dayli Achrim. They didn't hold that way. And that is, could a man be Makana his wife and say, "Al tistirim anybody"? The Lashon HaMishnah, when it describes Stira, we'll see more about it in the coming days, is Al tistirim ish ployni. But is that bedafka? It has to be an ish ployni. What if a man decides he's going to give one big umbrella, one big kinoy? I don't want you to be in a matzav of Stira with any man. Would that constitute kinoy, or would that not constitute kinoy? So the Menchas Chinuch, in the middle of a real harifus, the gashtikla, kashan, arajba. So over there, he proves from the achroinim that it's a little bit mashma that the achroinim held that wouldn't work. And then when the Mishnah says, al tisri a mishploini, it's bedafka. It has to be a mishploini. A bezok to Menchas Chinuch, I think this Gemara is mashma not that way. Because if a man says to his wife, al tistiri a mishploini, how is her whole social life suddenly falling apart? Ma yesh lefanenu, zok Rashi. Ma ira achshav shezu baydeles mino anoshim. Why is she baydeles mino anoshim? Ishploini, she's being baydeles from. Why is it baydeles mino anoshim? So the Mechas Chinuch says it's a raya to my pshat. And then he says that even though it's not muchach, and I know you could be doichit, but I'm just bringing the raya l'ravcha the milsa anyways, because achla fi anias daiti ain't tzorich raya, she udover poshut. But al kabbarim, he says, you want a shtikl makar, a shtikl a raya. A remnant ladover to my chiddush says in Mechas Chinuch. I believe this is a little bit of a right. Either way, we have some more agadah to learn. Tanya, Hoy Rameyer, Rameyer said, "Adam Ivra Aver Beseser." If a person doesn't Aver Beseser, that Kodesh Baruch Hu Machris all begaloi. He should know that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be Machris this Aver begaloi. She never the pasuk says, "Ba'aver all of Ruach Kina," referring to the Saita. The Ain Avare El Lashon Achraz. You find the word Avare means Achraz. She never Vayitzav Moshe Vayaviru Koil B'Machane. So you see, the Lashon of Avare can mean to make a big ramko, va'aver olav ruach kina, that eventually a person that does aveiros, people are going to know about it. Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish said a different gedank, also from this pasuk of the Soita. Ein adam over aveira el imke nichnas by ruach shtos. A person is not even aveira unless it's nichnas by ruach shtos. And it says in the Torah, ish ish ki sister, right? That's the shayrish of the word Soita. Ishtoy, and although it says sister, abesishteksev, like Yayin Yesamach and Yayin Yeshamach, you can read it sister and you can read it sister, but al kopanim, sister is milosh and shtos. And from here you see that ein adam oiver aveira, a person only does an aveira if it was nichnas by ruach shtos. It's interesting, Rish Lakish's lashon is ein adam oiver aveira, elim kein nichnas by ruach shtos. Rashi in Chumash brings this chazal, but Rashi's lashon is shanu rabbi seinu. Ein hamenoafim noyafim, achati konis behem ruach shtos, dechsiv ki sister. And the Marsha makes the diak that Rashi and Chumash seems to not be quoting our Gemara, because our Gemara didn't just say znos, ein adam over avera, elam kein nichnas by ruach shtos. And the Marsha says that the Makar to Rashi is really a medrash, and Rashi, for whatever reason, quoted the medrash over the Gemara, but it sounds like it's an afgamina, because the medrash lashon is, it's tafka ein hamenoafim noyafim. Actually, tikkunis ben ruach shtos. The lashon of the Gemara is ein adam over avera elam kein nichnas by ruach shtos. We've spoken that in the past. B'shem the tzadikim and the svarim akdoshim that stam avera and shas is nos. So if stam avera and shas is nos, so it could be ein adam over avera really would be the avera of nos anyways. Tanit v'Rabbi Yishmael b'pnei mah mina toira ed echad. So again, we jump from agada back to halacha. So one of the halachas of the site is that once it's kin of estira, if an ed echad says tumo, the ed echad is going to be believed. What's the makar? The ed ein ba. Ed means to ed. You know, if two of them have an eid echad is going to be believed. So, Tanit Rabbi Shmuel said, "What's the time of the kra? Mipnei mahen mina toira eid echad besoita." Now, you don't really have to be dairish time of the kra. In fact, it's Rabbi Shimon who's dairish time of the kra. Chum hold, you're not even allowed to be dairish time of the kra. So, why are we being dairish this time of the kra? I'm begolian hashas who says I am bemartchai, I am berelated raid by. I ain't shum. But the bottom line is, why is it that the Torah believed in Eid Echad Besoita Sharaglayim Ladover? Because there's a Raglayim Ladover Sharikim Alav Vinistera. Because it was already Kin of Estira. Eid Echad Meidashit Meya. Sounds like something's going on. And it's for that reason we trust the Eid Echad. Sokta Gemara. Amalei Rapapa Labaya. Rapapa told Abaya. So you're telling me the reason in Eid Echad is believed is because there was Kin of Estira. Meaning, I have to get this clear. The Eid Echad of Soita that's believed is noch kin of Estira. And that's why the Eid Echad is believed. Because there's a Raglaim Ladover that was established based on the Kinoi and the Estira. Again, it's Mavu in the parish of Soita that an Eid Echad is believed. Where do you see that? Because the Torah says the Eidim Ba. And from the Eidim Ba we see there weren't two Eidim, there was one Eid, the Hilo and the Spas Asura. So you see there's a concept that an Eid Echad is believed when it comes to Soita. What's the time of the Kra? Because it was Kin of Estira. Which is implying what we already know, that the Eid Echad is believed La'acha Kin of Estira. But our Papa told Abaya, if you look in the Pasuk inside, again, we know this already, but this is going through it in real time. If you look in the Pasuk inside, V'akik siva kinoi basna stira v'tomahu d'chziva. Read the Pasuk. It says, V'shachav ish oysa shichva zer v'nelam eina isha v'nisra v'initma v'edein b'avinu eina spas. A lot going on there. It's a hard Pasuk, like we said yesterday. But doesn't mention kinoi. The next Pasuk says, V'avra ala v'ruach kinoi. So how could you tell me that Eidachar is believed ala kutnach kinoi v'stira? Kinoi man dachar shmei. Nobody said a word about kinoi. How could it be? Because it's after kinoi. Amalei. So Abaya told Rapapa, it says va'avar in the next pasuk, and va'avar means v'kfar avar. It happened already. So Rapapa said, Ela miyata, let me ask you a question. It says va'avar lechem kol chalutz. That's talking about the tanayu b'nei gadu b'nei ruvein. With b'nei gadu ruvein, they want to stay b'evar ayardin. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, no problem, but here's the condition. If you're going to lead the way, now that va'avar lechem kol chalutz, has. Hachanami, you're going to tell me it happened already? Of course not. They're making a tonight. They're writing up an agreement right now for what's going to take place in the future. So the Gemara says that, no, it's true. That for Avar means in the future. But there, it's Muchacha means the future. Because read what's going on. You're going to go, and you're going to conquer, and you're going to come back. So obviously, all things that are happening in the future. But over here, you have a Gerech to tie Shva'avar in the past. In fact, it has to be that that's what it means. Because if you're going to read the Pasuk in order, va'avar, and that it means that the va'avar took place after the stira and after the tumma, basar, tumma, v'stira, kinoi lamali. After tumma and after stira, now you're telling me va'avar in the future, kinoi, what are you warning for? It happened already. There was already a stira, there was even a tumma. So there's no other way to read the psukim. It has to mean that the va'avar means the Kvar Avar, so that the Eid Echad that's believed is believed after Kin of Estira, and that is the time of the Kra. That's what Tanur Rabbi Shmuel meant. It's based on the Raglaim Ladover of the Kinoi And this theory, another Tana of Rabbi Shmuel. Tana of Rabbi Shmuel. Ein adam mekana l'ishtay elam kein nichnas by ruach. If a man is mekana his wife, must be that there was some ruach that got a hold of him. Shenema, because the pasuk says, va'over all of ruach kina, v'kine es ishtay. Va'over all of ruach, you see, it was overcome by a ruach, ein adam mekana l'ishtay elam kein nichnas by ruach. So this is not to be confused with what Rish Lakish said earlier on the Amen, and that is that a person doesn't do an Aveira unless they're overcome by Ruach Shtos. That's talking about the Baal Aveira. This is talking about the husband. That was a Ruach Shtos. This is a different type of Ruach. Says, you know, my Ruach, what is it? Rabbanan Amri, the Rabbanan said, Ruach Tumo. Rav Ashi Yomar Ruach Tahayra. So it was Machlois Rav Ashi and the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan held was Ruach Tumo. Rav Ashi held Ruach Tahayra. Umestab is up to Gemara, command Amar Ruach Tahayra. It's Mestab like the man Amar that says Ruach Tahayra. The time we learned to the Bryce of Akinis is Toy Rishos. It's something that a husband has a right to do. So when it says in the Torah, "Bekinis ishtar," he's not mandated to do it, but if he wants to do it, it's something he's allowed to do. Divi Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva says, "Chayva." No, it's not something he has a right to do, but it's something he's obligated to do. Wow, there's a chiyah for a man to be mekanes ishtar. So the Gemara says like this: "Yeah, Rabbi Shlomi Ruach Tahayra. If you're going to tell me that kinui comes about from a Ruach Tahayra shaper, then I understand Rishos. I understand Chayva. El Yam Ruach Tuma. But if you're going to tell me it's a Ruach Tuma, Rishos for Chayva, the Inish Ruach Tuma Benavshei. So Sai Rabbi Shmuel that says Rishos and Sai Rabbi Kiva that says Chayva, doesn't make sense. How could a person have a Chiv and even a Rishos to bring a Ruach Tumah on himself? Must be then Mestabra Commando Amar Ruach Tair. So let's just exhale for 1 second. If you do a little bit of a recap of the last Gemara, we're not going to chazer over the Gemara, but there's a theme, and that is, it seems to be a little bit of a Shaila of Kinoi. Is it a good thing or is it a bad thing? Let's start backwards. Machloikis Tanoim. Machloikis Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. Whether Kinei Asishto is a Rishos, Rabbi Akiva says even Chayv. On the top of the Amid, the Gemara said that you see from Rish Lakish and Abaye that they held Asur Lakanois. Now you have to know how those Amiram could be Chaylik, Sayan Rabbi Shmuel, who says Mutter Lakanois, and certainly Rabbi Akiva that says Chayv Lakanois. But the bottom line is, that's definitely a theme here. Whether Kinoi is okay, or maybe even a mitzvah, or to the contrary, it's Asur. The Gemara discussed what the Shoresh of the word Kinoi is. One pshat was it's Miloshin Kas. The other pshat was Miloshin Hasra. If it's Kas, it's a bad thing. If it's Hasra, Michtesi, it could be a good thing. Or at the very least, it could be a Rishos. For over all of Ruach, when a man does Kinoi, it's because he's overcome by a Ruach. What's this Ruach? Machlik is in the Gemara. Ruach Toma, a Ruach Tair. So you see that there's a shail over here. Is Kinoi a good thing or is it a bad thing? Is Kinoi a Lashon of Kas or is it just a Lashon of Asra? Is it a Ruach Tuma or is it a Ruach Tahira? It's interesting, if you look at the Rambam, the last Rambam, we started with the first Rambam, if you look at the last Rambam in Hilchos Soita, literally skipping to the end, so the Rambam says, Mitzvahs Chachomim al Bnei Yisrael lekanois l'noshei. There's a mitzvah the Rabbanon for a man to do kinoi, shenemar, v'kinei es ishtoi, v'chala mekanei le'ishtoi, nichnasa by Ruach Tahira, says the Rambam. But then the Rambam says you should do it with the Aaron's kite, v'loi mitoich schoik, v'loi mitoich sicha, v'loi mitoich kalus roish, v'loi mitoich meriva, v'loi lehatol oleo ema. But at the same time, the Rambam says it's a mitzvah, but he says it's a mitzvah schachamim. And the Kesef Mishnah asks on the Rambam, says he doesn't know where the Rambam got the shita from, that it's a mitzvah schachamim. Says, I'm not sure where that pshat fell into the sugya. It sounds like it's a machloikis Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva that we just mentioned quickly. It's going to be the topic, sort of the rest of the daf, where Rabbi Shmuel holds Rishos, Rabbi Akiva says Chayva. Based on that, halachic Rabbi Akiva mechaveira, you would think for sure it's a mitzvah. If it's Ruach Tahira, it sounds like these are deraisa de gedinim. Where did the Rambam get mitzvahs chachamim? Doesn't seem to have a makar. Because the Mishnah says, presumably the Rambam held that all the psukim mentioned in our sugya, all asmachtes ba'alma, but either way, it's interesting that the Rambam paskins mitzvah, he paskins ruach tahayra, which would mean that the kina is a lashon of asra, not a lashon of kas, l'chur, that's what comes out in cheshmen, but at the same time, the Rambam shita is that it's a mitzvah chachamim, all it is a mitzvah de rabbanan. Either way, we just mentioned the machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, regarding kinoi, is it a reshus or is it a chayva? So the Gemara now is going to expound on that a little bit. And the Gemara is also, is a classic Gemara, going to bring two other places in Chas where Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva debated the same exact point with regards to a pasuk in the Torah. Does it mean reshus? Is that what he's supposed to teach the pasuk? Or maybe it means chayva. Zok the Gemara, gufa. V'kinei es ishtoi reshus divi Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva imra chayva. Lo yitama. So this is being mechaber, the end of Nazir, to the beginning of Soita, and that is, we know a kayin is not allowed to be metama to a mace. However, to his kroivim, he's allowed to be metame. In fact, it says, lo yitame, referring to achoisai specifically, he's allowed to be metame to a karev. Rishos, the Rabbi Shmuel. Shmuel says that all the pasuk means to say is that if he wants to, he can. Meaning, in contrast to other mason where it's aser, here, if he wants to, it's something he's allowed to do. Rekivai mechaiva. He says, no, lo yitame is a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah. Lo ilumem tavoito. We know that once upon a time, a man can have an Eved. He can have an Eved Ivri, he can have an Eved Kanani. An Eved Ivri was Yeretz B'Sheish, B'Yoivol, Nirtza, all the sugyas. An Eved Kanani, the Torah says, Lo'oilom behem tavoidu. Rabbi Shmuel says, it doesn't mean you have to own this Eved Lo'oilom. It means if you want to, you can. Meaning, in contrast to the Eved Ivri, where you can't, here, if you'd like to, you can. Rabbi Kiva Mechayva. Rabbi Kiva says, no, Lo'oilom behem tavoidu means there's a chiv, Hameshacher, Avdoi, Oiver Baaseh. That's the sheet of Rabbi Kiva. So you have three psukim where Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva arguing the same thing. Vikini Esishtoi, Lo Yitama, Lo'oilom behem tavoidu. In all three places, Rabbi Shmuel says Rishos, and Rabbi Kiva says Chayv. Zok the Gemara. Amalei, Rabbi Abaye, Rabbi Papa told Abaye, if Ami lo som se Mesharish yil Rava, the Mesharish is one who asks this question to Rava. Leimer, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, v'chala teira kula hachi pligi. Are you going to tell me that Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva argue not only in these three places but everywhere? And what's the punchline? Zok Rashi diber amaschol v'chala teira, v'chala seisha v'teira. Every asay in the teira, Rabbi Shmuel holds Rishos. In Cain, oy bazoi, ein lochem mitzvahs asay the Rabbi Shmuel chayva. If a kine is a rishos, and lo yitam is a rishos, and lo yilam tavaydu is a rishos, maybe putting on tefillin is also a rishos. Is that what emerges? Is that what should come out? So the Gemara Malays, Abaye told Rapapa, nowhere. Halcha b'kroi, pligi, they're arguing dafka in these three places, because it's in these three places where you can hear to its thought. Why is that? Let's go one at a time. Vikine is ishte rishos divi Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva oimer chayv. My time is Rabbi Shmuel. Why does Rabbi Shmuel hold that vikine is ishte is a rishos? Avalaki aitano. It's because he held like the following time. Tanya went to the Bryce. Rabbi Yez and Yaakov oimer. Rabbi Yez and Yaakov says, Klapi shomer, tell your sister, that's a chikabu levecha. We know a man is not allowed to hate his brother. His friend, Yachal, to go in zoo. You would think, therefore, you can't do kinoi. Tamad loimer over all of ruach kin of vikine is ishte. So the Torah said, you could do kinoi. So Rabbi Shmuel said, the reason I hold vikine is ishte is a rishos is because I hold that the Torah had to say v'kines ishtoi to be matarit, and if that's the case, I have no makar, I have no hechrich to say that there's a chiv. You're right. Ordinarily, v'kines ishtoi, like every time the Torah says do something, you would think it's a chayva. But over here, there's a raglayim ladover, so to speak. There's a reason to say that that's not what's going on. Because if I cared, I hold that be'etzem to be mekana is a very dangerous thing. Why? Because it's creating sinna, milosh and kas, maybe, like sisna, sachil, blah. So the Torah had to say, v'kinis ishtai, to be mat, Rabbi Kiva. So what's Rabbi Kiva going to do? Has Rabbi Kiva know that v'kinis ishtai is a chayva? Maybe it's a rishos, and I need v'kinay to tell me that it's okay to do kinoy. Don't be worried about the sinna that may come about from that. So Rabbi Kiva says, kinay achrin aksib, I hear, but it says kinay another time. It says kinay twice in the parasha of the Saita, the overall ruach kin of a kine asishtai, oi overall ruach kin of a kine asishtai, and because it says it two times, from the second mention of a kine, I know that not only is it a rishos, but it's going to be a chayv as well. Rabbi Shmuel, what are you going to do with the second vikinoi? The first vikinoi I got needs to teach me the rishos. But what about the second kinoi? Says Rabbi Shmuel, I did the bailam mechta vihinitma vihiloinitma. I mean, there's a reason the Torah said the context of the two kinois twice, it's to teach me vehinetma, oiloinetma. What's that coming to teach me? The suffix saita, the sveika kavada, and all the sugis that we're going to learn about later in the Masechta. But either way, the Torah had to say vehinetma, vehiloinetma, so ksiv nami vekine esishtai. So the Torah chaz it over vekine esishtai. Meaning, it said vekinei an extra time. What could it have said? Let's just read the pasuk. Va'av olav ruach kine vekine esishtai vehinetma, oi, avar olav, oi, loinetma. I mean, that's what it could have said. But Rabbi Shmuel says that being that we're saying v'hinetma v'loinetma, and it's sicher poetic, it's geschmack to say v'kine esishta v'hinetma, oy kine esishta v'loinetma, so you can't prove anything from the second mention, because that's sometimes the derech of the Torah, v'kidaton of Rabbi Shmuel, and this sheet that's Rabbi Shmuel is in accordance to the Hashkafa of the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael, the Tanya of Rabbi Yishmael, called Parsha Shenem of Anishmas. Anytime you have a Parsha that was Chazar over, like Nishmas Elvish Vodavash and Eschadishma. Meaning, as long as there's one Chiddish, some of this Torah will Chazar over a bunch of words. So, being that it had to say Vinitma, Oi Loinitma, so the Torah already just threw in Oi Kinei Esishtai. So, don't make a big deal about the extra mention of Kinoi. You can't learn any nigla anyways from it. Obviously, there's reasons why the Torah does what it does. But in halacha, you can't prove anything because there's a klal called parsha shenemar v'nishnas lo'inishas ela b'shvil davar shem eschadish bo. So the first vikina you can't learn anything from. You can't determine based on that it's a chayva because I need the Torah to tell me that it's mutter. Otherwise, you would have thought you're being matal sinna. And as it relates to the second vikina that was just mentioned with derech agav, and therefore you can't learn anything. Zok de gemara lo yutam. The second machloekis from Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva was regarding lo yutam. So koyin zal be matama to a mace. However, to a kariv over there lo yutam. Rabbi Akiva said, oh lo yutam. There's a mitzvah, there's a chiyuv for a kohen to be metama to his karev. Rabbi Shmuel said, no, there's no chiyuv. All it is a rishos. Zok to Gemara, lo yutam rishos to Rabbi Shmuel. Kiva emuchad, my time to Rabbi Shmuel. What's the pshat Rabbi Shmuel? Again, lo yutam sounds like it's a chayiv. Not, then you have no mitzvahs in the Torah. So why over here would I think rishos? So it says, Rabbi Shmuel Pasha, because I did the chsiv emel l'kana b'nei ha'arav matal ne'im l'nefesh lo yutam ba'amo. The Torah just finished saying that a kohen is not allowed to be metama to a mace. So I would have thought, so too to a karev you can't be metama. It's tricha l'michtav lo yutam. Therefore the Torah had to say lo yutam to tell me that it's only to someone that's not a karev that is innocent to be metama, but to a karev you're allowed to be metama. Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva, how are you going to answer that? That seems to be a very compelling argument. Says Rabbi Akiva that before the Torah mentioned the word lo yutama, the Torah already said that you're allowed to be metama to a karev, because the Torah says ki im l'sheri akarev elav la'aviv. So the Torah said before lo yitama, we know already that it's mutter to be metama to a karev. If that's the case, lo yitama lomali, why the Torah have to write lo yitama lechayva? Must be it's coming to teach me the chiyuv. Meaning, if the only way I would know that a kohen is allowed to be metama to a karev is from lo yitama, you'd be right. I need lo yitama to teach me rishos, but I know it's from the pasuk that says ki im l'sheiri. So I know already this concept that you're allowed to be metama to karev. Why then did it say lo yitama? Must be to teach me Rabbi Shmuel. What's Rabbi Shmuel going to do? So Rabbi Shmuel says, you want to know why the Torah mentioned lo yitama? Because there's a halacha that we learn from lo yitama. Meaning it's a good argument, Rabbi Akiva. But the reason it says lo yitama is because it says lo mitama. The halach is that a kohen is not allowed to be metama to the eivor of a karev, only to a karev shalim, not to an eivor. I know that from lo b'shlei musa, as opposed to if it's chaser on some level, then you would not be able to be metama. Rabbi Akiva. Okay, Rabbi Akiva, so lo yitam is not extra to teach me a chayv. I needed to teach me this halacha. Kein lichta brachmano lo, the lishtoik. I hear Rabbi Shmuel. But the Torah could have thrown in the word lo somewhere in the narrative. Yitam lamali, lo yitam is a mitzvah. That's a tzivoy. Shmami no, must be. It's coming to teach me a mitzvah. Rabbi Shmuel, keep it saying good. L'chayro, I need law, maybe, but I don't need yitama. So the Gemara, the same Torah said earlier, I need the cause of law, because once it said law, cause of nami yitama, the Torah could write yitama. Look at the Tani of Rabbi Shmuel. And again, this is l'shita sayu, Tani of Rabbi Shmuel, the Tani of Rabbi Shmuel, kol parashat shenemar v'nishnas. Anytime you have a parashat that was said and it was chazer over, l'nishnas el b'shvul davish en eschadish ba. Sometimes b'shvul davish en eschadish ba will add something that we don't have to add. So the ikar lo yitama is coming to teach me, l'maskana, that La metama ve'ena metama le'evareh. Why the Torah write the word yitama? Maybe darten lik tatzivoy? That's Rabbi Yishmol again, l'shitasoy, kol parsha shenemar v'nishnas, le'nishnas ela b'shvil davar shen eschadish ba. What was the third machloikis between Rabbi Yishmol and Rabbi Akiva? Lo'olam behem tavoidu. Again, it says in the Torah that if you have an Eved Ivri, he goes out after 6 years, after Yoivol, and Eved Kenani is lo'olam behem tavoidu. Rabbi Shmuel held that what the Torah means to say is that if you want to own the Eved Kenani forever, it's something you're allowed to do, but you don't have to. Rabbi Kiva was chaylik. Rabbi Kiva said, lo'ilu mem tavoidu is a chayva. Zok the Gemara, lo'ilu mem tavoidu rishos de Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva imer chayva. My kaima de Rabbi Shmuel. Again, why does Rabbi Shmuel hold it's a rishos? It certainly sounds like it's a chayv. So why would he say rishos? Says the Gemara. Because I did the chsev le'isachai kol neshama. Being that it says in the Torah, lo yisachaya kol neshama. So what's lo yisachaya kol neshama? So when the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael, they were told that they had to get rid of all the members of the seven nations that were living there on that time. There's a mitzvah saseh, hachrim tachrimim, and a lo yisaseh that says lo yisachaya kol neshama. So being that it says in the Torah, lo yisachaya kol neshama, it's trich nami lemichtav, lo'olam em tavoidu. Torah had to write lo'olam em tavoidu. Lemishri, to teach me that echad mikol ha'umos, that if you would have a person that's from Kol Umos, meaning not from the seven nations, Shebal Aknanis, who would have a child with a Knanis, a member of the seven nations, Lav Dafka Knanis, but any member of the seven nations, V'hoiled Mimeno Ben, and have a child, Shata Rashoy L'Knoisei, that the halacha is that if you want to purchase him and you want to own him, this is something that you would be allowed to do. Meaning, the Gemara is saying that in the Lav of Leisachai Kol Neshama licked an Isser for a person to own an Eved that comes from the seven nations. If Leisachai Kol Neshama, then how could you have him as an Eved? Says the Gemara, being that that's the case, what would be if you have someone whose father is not from the seven nations, whose mother is from the seven nations? Is there a Leisachai Kol Neshama or not? Is there a La'olam Mem Tavoidu or not? Do you go bas to the father? Do you go bas to the mother? Says Rabbi Shmuel that when the Torah wrote La'olam Mem Tavoidu, Torah was talking about that person, where the father is from Shar Umois and where the mother is from the seven nations. And Kamash Malon, that when it comes to Yichus, you go based on the father. Even though when you determine if someone's a Yid or not, you go based on the mother. But when it comes to this Yichus, this Nakuda of are you a Kanani or are you not, you're going to go based on the father. If you're going based on the father, what's going to emerge? Then there's no Leisachai Kol Neshama. If there's no Leisachai Kol Neshama, then there's Loilu Mem Tavoidu. And that's what Loilu Mem Tavoidu is coming to teach me. That when the father is from Shar Umois, you go based on the father. And as a result, there's going to be a Loilu Mem Tavoidu. La'ilam Mem Tavoidu is a reshus, it's not a chayva, and the reshus is for that particular case, and that's why it said in the Torah, La'ilam Mem Tavoidu. Zok Tamar, the Tanya, and really the makar to the halacha that we're saying. What's the halacha? That you go based on the father, not based on the mother. So if the father is from Shara Umois, and the mother is a Knanis, La'ilam Mem Tavoidu, and there's no Leisachai Kol Neshama, this halacha state shine. In a mufurish b'raisa, what's this b'raisa? The time you mean ayin le'echad min ha'umay shabal ha'knanis v'ilim mena ben shatar rishay l'knois v'eved. How do you know if a member one of the other umays was ba'an ha'knanis v'ha'ilim mi mena ben that halach is lo'ilim mem tavoidu atar rishay l'knois v'eved? Tamar lo'im it says in the pasuk v'gam b'bnei ha'toshavim ha'gorim imachem mehem tikno. And the Gemara understands that it means this case, where there was someone that came from one of the other nations, he settled in Eretz Yisrael, had children, you go based on the father, and we learn from that pasuk that says, Mehem Tiknu, that you let a purchase of Avadim from that Chavraya. So you see from there that it's Mutter. Yochel Afaknani, Shabal, Achas Mino, Umay, Svalim, Ben Chatur, Shalik, Nois, Vavavav. What about in the reverse? What if the father's a Knani, he's one of the members of the seven nations, and he now had a child with a woman from one of the other nations? How do you know that there? Meaning, you would think maybe there as well. How do you know not there? Talmud Loimer Asher Hoylidu Ba'artzachem. It says in that very same pasuk Asher Hoylidu Ba'artzachem, and we learn from there Min Hanoyladim Ba'artzachem. So what does this even mean? It's just kedidus. Kedai to see Rashi inside. Dibra Maschul Min Hanoyladim Ba'artzachem. Bonim Hanoyladim Ba'artzachem. Vehim Bnei Atoshavim. Dahainu Achirim, people from other nations, Shanasu Ba'artzachem Noshim, Atarashoy Liknois. So if men come from other nations and they have children, that's Min Hanoyladim Ba'artzachem. So that's going to be Mutter, because you go based on the father, the father's from one of the other nations, thus Mehem Tiknu, there's no Leisachai Kol Neshama. Veloimin Agorim Ba'artzachem, Veloimin Abonim Hanoyladim, Libnei Artzachem, Bemakam Achar, Mibonoy Shar Umois, Vehivim Livneim Lagrusham. A little flunted. But it's talking about with someone from Canaan, went elsewhere, married a woman, brought the children back to Eretz Canaan. But the bottom line is, over there you go based on the father, and over there it would be a problem. But what do you see from here? What you see from here is that there's a nafgamina as it relates to the halacha of Mehem Tiknu, purchasing an Eved, where one parent is a Knani and the other one is not, based on, is the father the Knani or is the mother the Knani? And when it comes to this Shaila, you go based on the father, so that if the father was Mishara Umois and the mother was a Knanis, so that Locha would be Mehem Tiknu. And Rabbi Shmuel learns that from Loilu Mem Tavoidu, so Loilu Mem Tavoidu is not coming to teach me Chayv, it's coming to be Mata this Halach. Now what's the obvious kasha? We're not learning this Be'ian. But what's the obvious kasha? The obvious kasha is that this brisa that we just brought as the makar to this halacha had a different drasha, right? I learned it from a different pasuk. Asher hoylidu ba'artzachem, min anoyladim ba'artzachem, v'loy min agarim ba'artzachem, which Rashi teached is this halacha. So lo'ilu bem tavoidu was coming to teach me this halacha. It's this shvera pasuk. It's the mehem tiknu. It's this pasuk that's already teaching this to me. Why do I need that other pasuk? So pasha pshat, what the Gemara wants
by stelling to this brayse to Rabbi Shmuel, now with the Gemara, luchayra means it's just the halacha. You want a makar to the halacha, this is a makar to the halacha. Rabbi Shmuel didn't darshan the pasuk maybe like this, but either way, the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, what's Rabbi Akiva going to do with Loi Lamem Tavoidu? Why doesn't Rabbi Akiva learn like Rabbi Shmuel? So Rabbi Akiva is going to say what we just spoke at, because he holds mehem tiknu nafka. I agree with the halacha, and I think you need a pasuk to teach it to me. Abedosid the pasuk, and I know it from here. Zok the Gemara. If that's the case, meaning this is all Rabbi Akiva talking, is la'olam tavaydu lama. They say, why didn't you la'olam tavaydu? Don't tell me you needed to teach me Rabbi Shmuel's halacha, because I know that from Mehem Tiknu. Must be it's coming to teach me that la'olam tavaydu is a chayva. Zok the Gemara for Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, Rabbi Shmuel, why are you learning it from Loilam Em Tavoidu? Why not learn it from the second pasuk Mehem Tiknu? Meaning now the Gemara is asking the obvious kasha, and that is that if Rabbi Yishmael's halacha is really mefurish in a brisa, and that brisa learned it from somewhere else, so why not learn it from somewhere else? And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yishmael will tell you that I agree with you, and the truth is, when it says in the pasuk Loilam Mehem Tavoidu, it's not coming to teach me that halacha, that I know from that pasuk of Mehem Tiknu. What then is it coming to teach me? Something else. It's coming to teach me Bahem V'loi Ba'achechem. It's coming to teach me a halacha that as it relates to the type of avoida that you're allowed to force your Eved to do, there's nafgaminas between an Eved Kanani and Eved Ivri. So if you look at the pasuk in its entirety, there's nachal to moisel lufnechem acharechem l'rashas achuza, lo'ilam em tavoidu, ubachechem b'nei Yisrael ishba'achiv lo'isir d'boi b'farech. So when it comes to achechem b'nei Yisrael ishba'achiv lo'isir d'boi b'farech, but when it comes to the Eved Kanani over there, there's a lo'ilam em tavoidu. So the word bahem was mentioned to teach me v'loi b'achechem, and that's why it said it, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, it says mefurish that a yid is different. It says b'achechem in Yisrael ish ba'achiv loisir d'bay b'farech. For Rabbi Shmuel is going to tell you, I know it says mefurish by the Yisrael, but I did the chsiv u'b'achechem chsiv nami b'ahem. Being that the Torah was going to mention u'b'achechem in Yisrael ish ba'achiv loisir d'bay b'farech, so he already mentioned the word b'ahem. Thus, you can't learn anything from b'ahem. Look, Tanav Rabbi Shmuel. This is Rabbi Shmuel. The Shitasi again. The Tanav Rabbi Shmuel. Kaparsha shenem v'nishnis loinishnis elavish v'davish and eschadish ba. Now, the obvious question that the Tais Rosh asks on this part of the Gemara is, what was the davish and eschadish ba? It's not clear what the davish and eschadish ba was. Meaning, it says loilam em tavoidu. Rabbi Kiva feels that this is a klar raya, that there's a chiv of loilam em tavoidu. What's it coming to teach me? The father's a Kanani and the mother is not. That we know from a whole different parish in the Torah. It's coming to teach me b'achechem b'nei Yisrael ishbachav loisir d'bay b'farach. The Torah says I'm a furish. So what's it coming to teach me? Must be a chiv. Rabbi Shmuel says, I hear what you're saying. Abba l'maisa, I hold kol parsha shenemer v'nishnis loinishnis elavish v'davish enes chadashba. What was the davish enes chadashba? If there's a davish enes chadashba, so you'll tell me that's why it said loilamem tavoidu, that's why it says bahem. So it's very unclear. Not only is it unclear, if you go through the Rishonim have two different gersayas, some nazar vibes, but the Rishonim have two different gersayas in what the real gersa even is, which is the parsha shenes chadashba. There's Rosh Blibes, a shtickle tzarechin on this kasha, but either way, these were the three machloikis that we have between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, three psukim in the Torah. Do we taich it as a reshus, or do we taich it as a chayv? And the three psukim are v'kini asishtoi, lo yitama, lo ilam em tavoidu, and all three really come down to the same point. Rabbi Akiva held all three of these psukim are clearly coming to tell me chayv. In all three psukim, Rabbi Shmuel is lishitase to what he said at Tanya of Rabbi Shmuel, that there was some chiddush in the context of where that pasuk was written, and the rule is called parsha shenemer v'nishnis. Torah sometimes will chazer of a whole parsha, and it's okay. Loinishnis el b'shulz davish and it's chadish ba. And as long as there's some chiddush going on over here, that will be enough of a reason to chazer over this parsha, and that's the pshat in the first Rabbi Shmuel, the second Rabbi Shmuel, and the third Rabbi Shmuel. So it got late early. I mean, it got late before we even started the daf, but just to end with one ha'ara, we'll abbreviate it, and that is, so we have over here a classic Gemara. Three sugyas, three psukim in the Torah, where there was machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, regarding how to teach a pasuk. Is it reshus or is it chayv? Rabbi Shmuel said reshus in all three places, Rabbi Akiva said chayv in all three places. V'kine esishtoi, lo yitama, and lo oilam em tavoy. Tosfos, on the top of the Yom, asks a very famous kasha. Tosfos says, teima le Rebbe. V'chileslohu hada amar b'shili makis sheish meyos v'yud gimel mitzvahis nemru l'moshem yisina. Do these Tanoim not know what every little child knows? And that is when the Eibishter gave the Yid and the Torah, he gave 613 mitzvahs, 365 lavin, and 248 asin. But did these Tanoim not know that? And if that's the case, v'chilu Rabbi Shmuel, it will come out according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Omer Rishos, who has three psukim that are Rishos, Batzel, who is missing three. He has only 610 mitzvahs. Oifaket, if Rabbi Shmuel has 613, then Rabbi Kiva tofilu. Rabbi Kiva is going to end up having 660. So what's going on over here? There's a cheshbon of 613 mitzvahs. How do you reconcile with this machloikis? I have three psukim over here where it comes out that according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's a Rishos, according to Rabbi Kiva, it's a chayva. How do you make this work? Says Tosfos, very cryptically. V'nira, you have to say, the Bashar mitzvahs, the Mapik Rabbi Shmuel, Mikra, that there must be other mitzvahs for which Rabbi Shmuel has a pasik. Obele Rabbi Kiva Asmachta. Rabbi Kiva holds is only an Asmachta. The Dorishle, the Drash Achriti, and he uses it for something else. Meaning, Tosfos is a good kasha. There has to be a teretz. Not sure what the teretz is, but there has to be that there's three other places in Shas where you're going to find a machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, where Rabbi Shmuel is going to have three mitzvahs that Rabbi Akiva didn't have, and that's going to balance out the scale. So over the years, we've spoken out several times a beautiful Maramakim that Yedidi Rabbi Levi Chomsky showed me, and this is in the Netziv's Pirish on the Sifri. It's in Parsha Shlach. It's on the Parsha of Tzitzis. And really, this Sifri is a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah Masechtas Menachos, Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph. But we'll read it from the Sifri. The Sifri says that it says in the Torah that a person has to put tzitzis on the four corners of his beged. Says the Sifri, as it relates to the four corners of the beged, these four tzitzios that you have to put on, arba tzitzios ma'akvo yzu azu, sha'arbaton mitzvah achasem. Because all four of them are one mitzvah. Meaning, even though you have four tzitzios on your beged, but all four of them is really one mitzvah. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Rabbi Shmuel Schoilik. Rabbi Shmuel holds arba mitzvahs heim. That the four tzitzios are not one mitzvah, but they're four mitzvahs. Doctin itziv. Rabbi Shmuel Shitasoi. That's the teretz of Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos had a kasha that we're missing three mitzvahs according to Rabbi Shmuel. The teretz is an arm minyan a mitzvahs. Mitzitzis is only one. Rabbi Shmuel Shitasoi holds that the four tzitzios are really four mitzvahs. If it's four mitzvahs, it's neira. That's Rabbi Shmuel Shitasoi. In the Sefri, it's Rabbi Shmuel Shitasai. In Menachos Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, Rabbi Akiva is going to hold that it's one mitzvah, like all the Chachamim held. Rabbi Shmuel is going to hold that it's four mitzvahs, and that's where Rabbi Shmuel makes up the fact that he doesn't have a kinyan issue, doesn't have lo yitama, and he doesn't have lo'ilam mehem tavod. So this is raid, very, very bekitzer, that we've spoken at many times over the years. Above the aim based medrash b'lo chiddush, I found that this teretz that the Netziv brings really steht schon in kadmoinim. 17th century Ga'onim. Ga'onim that we've mentioned in our Chabura already said this teretz. The first was the great Ga'on, Rab Avram Broider. So Rab Avram Broider was the Yeshiva in the famous Yeshiva in Prague at the turn of the 18th century, meaning late 1600s, early 1700s, and he goes down in history as being a great Goyen, but also the Rebbe of Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz. And the Hafla in his Ponim Yofis in Parashas Vayikra, and the Heilgich Sam Sofer in his Pirush Al Hashas and Masechtas Gittin, the Hafla Medches, both bring this Teretz Nifla in the name of the great Goyen, Rabbi Avram Broider. The Hafla, Agav, so he brings this teretz, and Toich Dvarav, he says that the emes is, he wanted to shtel to another Rabbi Yishmael to answer Tosfos Kasha. It's a Rashi in Chumash. The Rashi is in the end of Parashas Yisroi. It says, Ve'im mizbach avonim tasali. If you're going to make a mizbeach, lo yisivne esem gozis, ki charbecha heinafta oleo, vatachal oleo. So if you're going to build a mizbeach, you have to make sure that you don't use certain things when it comes to building the mizbeach. Zokt Rashi. Rabbi Shmuel Loimi, Rabbi Shmuel said, Kol im ve'im shebetoy rishos. Every time it says the word im in the Torah, it's a rishos, chutz mishloisha, with the exception of three. Ve'im mizbach avonim tasali, I'm skipping. Im kesef talvo es ami, ve'im takriv minchas bikur. Says the Hafla, that what did Rabbi Shmuel mean when he said, Kol im ve'im shebetoy rishos chutz mishloisha? So he says a shtickel Torah that Rabbi Shmuel is saying that all three of these ve'ims are mitzvahs essays. And he says, if that's the case, man ma'oid, how beautiful it is to be miyashav Tosfos Kasha. That Tosfos says that either Rabbi Shmuel's missing three mitzvahs, or Rabbi Akiva has three too many. The Teretz Rabbi Shmuel is talking missing three, but the three ve'ims that Rashi quotes in the end of Parashas Yisrael, those are the three mitzvahs that Rabbi Shmuel is going to make up. So this was the yisoid of this aflon, and that's what he was coming to say. And at the end of this shtickle, it's in Ponim Yofis, it's on the pasuk v'takriv minchas bikurim. So at the very, very end, says the aflon, v'shamati b'shem hagoyin. The Chosh of Rabbi Yishmael, that he wanted to answer to his kasha differently. That what are the three mitzvahs? It's the mitzvah of tzitzis, la arba mitzvahs. Like Rabbi Yishmael says in the Mishnah Menachos, Tav Chav Chesam and Aleph. Neged Elu Sholosh, the Reish Soita, the Sphere Leish Shehen Rishos. But he says, V'tzorachiyin. He says a very big chiddush of Avram Boydus Teretz. Because I never found anybody, he says, I never found anybody say, that the four mitzvahs of Rabbi Shmuel are l'minyan mitzvahs. You want to tell me, Dalad mitzvah is saying regarding if they're ma'akfin zuazu, but to say that they're four mitzvahs, that's already very, very big chiddush, and he says, that's something I can't be soifel. The Chasam Sofer, he brings this vart, B'shem Agoyin, Rabbi Avram Broida, and he brings that Rabbi David Deitch asked him a kasha. The kasha that he asked him was that the Amor Shmuel says in Gittin, Daf Lamed Ches, Kol HaMashachar Avdoi, is over ba'ase, shenemar, lo'ilu bem tavoidu. And its kasha is that you find that the Amora Shmuel paskind like Rabbi he paskins like Rabbi Yishmael in the Sugya Masechtas Menachos that the four tzitzios are really four mitzvahs. And if Rabbi Avram Broida is gerecht, that shitas Rabbi Yishmael, that the four tzitzios are dalid mitzvahs, al the shitasoy that he holds, that loyla mem tavoid was a reshus, so how could the Amor Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Shmuel in Menachos Chavches, and like Rabbi Akiva in Gittin Daf Lamed Ches? So the Chasam Sofer says that Rabbi David Deitch asked me this kasha on the great Goyen, Rabbi Avram Broida. Incidentally, listen to the way the Chasam Sofer introduces Rabbi Avram Broida. The Isamar Mishmei de Gavre Rabba. A Goyen Rabbi Avram Broida is a Chetzadik Levracha. He referred to him as a Gavre Rabba. But I'll call him, this is what he asked. So the Chasam Sofer writes that the Heshev, I told Rabbi David Deitch, Chabat Eretz. Because Shmuel Shita is in the third parak of Masechtas Brachos that Kriyashma is the Rabbanan. So most Shitas are Kriyashma de Raisa. But Shmuel happens to have a that Krishma is the Rabbanan. He says, oh, it's very good. So he's going to hold his Damei Rishmul that the four tzitzias are four mitzvahs. As it relates to the three machloikis in the between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, regarding Vakinis Ishtar Loilama and regarding Loyatama, he's going to hold like Rabbi Shmuel. It's true regarding Loilam Tavoid, he holds like Rabbi Akiva, but he also holds Krishma the Rabbanan. So the mice and the cheshbin of Tayag, it's all going to work out. This is what was going on. But I found this Vart. B'shem another Goyen from the 1700s, and I saw it in the Haggah of the Ponim Yofis and that Hafla. So they bring that this Teretz that the Hafla brings B'shem Rav Avram Broida is brought down in the name of Haggoyen Rav David Oppenheim. And it's brought down in the Hakdama to the Pirish Yedei Moshe, which was written on the Medrash Rabbah. And in brackets it says, Ayin Sham Masheherich Bazeh, the Pirish Mechudot. Take a look over there, because you're going to see a Pirish Mechudot. So it certainly sounded like it was Kedai looking. And I found over there, Taka Pirish Mechudot. So number one, the Yedei Moshe is one of the old classic Mefarshim on the Medrash Rabbah. And the Mechaber of the Yedei Moshe was Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, Helen Ashkenaz. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Helen Ashkenaz. It sounds like that was his name. But Al-Kopanim, he was a great Goyen, and he wrote a pirish that every Kemat Medrash Rabbah has on the side. It's called Yedei Moshe. Now, this pirish, it seems like, was printed mitoich haksav yad by his son. His son's name was Rabbi Avram Helen Ashkenaz, and he printed it, and he wrote a shtikel hakdama to his father's pirish on the Medrash Rabbah. Now, if you go through the Hakdama, he talks about his father, and then he talks a lot about Rav David Oppenheim. Now, if you go to the end of the Hakdama, it's clear why he was talking about Rav David Oppenheim. The reason he was talking about him is because Rav David Oppenheim, it seems, helped him print the Sefer. So, the Yodei Dover know that Rav David Oppenheim was a very, very big veer. He was Torah V'Gdula B'Makom Echad. In fact, he had the most famous library in Europe. We've spoken about it in the past. And Rav David Oppenheim, it seems, played a very big role in the printing of this Sefer. As for that reason, he feels that he owes it to Rabbi David Oppenheim, Pashar Karas HaToiv, and he's saying over Torah that he heard from Rabbi David Oppenheim, that Rabbi David Oppenheim said on Medrash. So this is a Pirush on Medrash Rabbah, so we have the initial David for Rabbi David Oppenheim, so that under Fashid and Asfarim, but this is on the Medrash, and it's David B'itai, Ma'atoiv, because that's what's happening over here. So Toich Toiv brings a few shtiklach that he heard, and one of the shtiklach that he brings is the following. There's a Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Nosai that says, "Bishvil shechotach David kenaf meil shel shal, Lefichach niskalka hamelucha. Because David HaMelech cut the knaf ha-me'il of Shaul, it's for that reason that niskalka hamelucha. So what's the rest of the story? So it's mentioned in Shmuel Aleph, it's late, it's Perek Chavdal, it's Pasuk Beis. The Pasuk says that David was hiding from Shaul. Right? Shaul was trying to catch and kill David HaMelech. Shaul is in a Beis HaMerchitz, and David receives intel as such. So David decides that he's going to show Shaul that really he bears no grudges against him and he's not an enemy and there's no reason for you to want to kill me. So he goes to Shaul's Beis HaMerchitz where he is and he goes to the Beged and the Pasuk says Vayichrois ef knaf ha-me'il ha-shel l'shaul balot. And he went and he cut the knaf ha-me'il. Vayi achrekein, it was immediately afterwards. Vayach leiv David oisai. David's heart started clapping. Because he had charata for what he did. And he told us, Chevra, Cholilulim Hashem, Emeses Hadavar Azel Adoni L'Mashiach Hashem L'Shloach Yodi Boy Ki Mashiach Hashem. How could I have even done something? He's a nirdav, but he said, how could I have done this to Shaul? But I'll kapon him. So David is Vayichro. He says Knafa Meil Hashem L'Shaul Balat. Immediately afterwards, he has charata for what he did, to the point that he says, I'm never going to do this. But the Medrash says that what David did was really wrong. And b'shnil shechotach David knaf me'il, because he cut that corner, l'fichach nischalka melucha. So the punishment was nischalka melucha. So said the son of the Baal Mechaba Sefer Yedei Moshe. He said, I heard from Reb David Oppenheim that he asked the kasha that the Gemara Masech the Shabbos taf nun vav amibes. The Gemara over there says, b'shosha amar David, Ato v'tziva tachleku es hasada, yotza baskol, and said, Yeravam v'rechavam yachleku es hamalchus. It's Gemara Shabbos nun vavam ebeis. So the Gemara says that David HaMelech at some point had taken one of the fields of Shaul, and he gave half of it to Mipi Boishes, who was Shaul's son, and Yonason's son, and the other half he gave to Tziva, who was one of the Avodim of Shaul. And when he did that, there was a baskel that came out and said, Yeravim v'yachavim yachalku es hamalchus. So David Oppenheim, this is all drush. So he said, Stachastira. Which one was it? What was the cause of Nechleka Amalchus? Was Nechleka Amalchus because Bishvil Shechotach David Knaf Me'il Shaul Shaul? Or was it based on the fact that David told Tziva, who was the Eved, Techalku es hasada? So said Reb David Oppenheim, a charifos. He said the reason that Nechleka Malchus was Bishvil Shechotach David Knaf Me'il Shaul Shaul. Now what was that veira? What was so bad? There's a Yalkut and it's a Medrash Tanchuma. They both bring the Shita of Reb Nechemya. Reb Nechemya said that what he did wrong was is that he made him lose out on the mitzvah of tzitzis because he cut a fifth corner. He took one corner, he made them into two, and as a result, there was one kanuf now that had no tzitzis. And because there was one kanuf now that had no tzitzis, so he was mevatlin from the mitzvah of tzitzis. And because he was mevatlin from the mitzvah of tzitzis, that's why David HaMelech had charata, v'lefichach nischalka melucha. But said Reb David Oppenheim, that whether or not David was really mevatl shal, is not so poshut. The reason it's not so poshut is because essentially what he did when he cut one of the knofayim was, he turned the beggar that was a bas dalut kanfos into five kanfos. There's a machloikis whether a beggar that's bas chomish kanfos is chayiv in tzitzis or it's not chayiv in tzitzis. Now, if you hold that it's chayiv in tzitzis, Shaul didn't have any tzitzis. Say it was mevatlin from mitzvah, he had to put on his clothing, he had no choice, he didn't have tzitzis, he was mevatlin from the mitzvah of tzitzis. Hence the punishment. But if a beggar bas chomish kanfos is really not chayiv in tzitzis, it comes out it wasn't mevatlin from anything. Because although he wasn't a chayiv tzitzis, say this, I don't chayiv Gavra anyways, so therefore there wouldn't have been a problem. So really the only way there would be a taina on David for what he did is if you're going to hold that a beged bas chomesh kanfos is chayv in tzitzis. Tosfos says in Perek HaTchelos in the sugis of Masechtas Menachos that whether or not a beged bas chomesh kanfos is chayv in tzitzis or is potter from tzitzis is totally in the machlokes of Rabbi Shmuel and the Chachamim. Whether or not the four tzitzios are four mitzvahs, or whether it's only one mitzvah. According to Rabbi Yishmael, that holds, arba tzitzis, heim arba mitzvah, says Tosfos, a beged bas hei knofayim is chayiv betzitzis. However, according to the Chachamim, that hold that it's one mitzvah, it's a Tosfos, we're not learning the sugya now, that holds that the four tzitzis are really one mitzvah, so it comes out a beged bas chomesh kanfos is not going to be chayiv in tzitzis. In other words, the only time there's going to be a taina on David HaMelech for what he did, is if David HaMelech holds like Rabbi Yishmael. He holds that the four tzitzios are four mitzvahs. If they're four mitzvahs, so it comes out that a beged bas heiknafayim is chayv and tzitzis. It comes out he was mevatel shah. So there's going to be a tain on David if he holds like who, if he holds like Rabbi Yishmael. But if he holds like Rabbi Akiva, or he holds like the chachamim that are chaylik Rabbi Yishmael, they hold it's all one mitzvah, so then there's not going to be a tain. Okay, so you can have a tain on David. Maybe David HaMelech holds like the chachamim. He holds it's one mitzvah. If he holds it's one mitzvah, it's no problem. Said Rabbi David Oppenheim, but it can't be. Now you know it can't be. Because David HaMelech took a field and he gave half of the field to Mepiboshes and half of the field to Tziva. Tziva was an Eved Knani. An Eved Knani has no kinyonim, because Kol Mashakana Eved Kana Rabbi. The Teretz is he must have been Meshacher him. He was Meshacher him, that means he holds like Rabbi Shmuel and Soita Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. That Loilam and Tavoidus Rishus. If he holds like, this is the punchline, if he holds like Rabbi Shmuel and Soita Daf Gimel, that Loilam and Tavoidus Rishus, he has to hold like Rabbi Shmuel Menachas Chavchas Amid Aleph. How do I know that's Rabbi David Oppenheim? Because otherwise it's going to be Shvei Toysis Kasha. He's missing three. The Teretz is, that's where he made up the other three. So if David HaMelech was Meshachrer Tziva, must be he holds like Rabbi Yishmael, that Lobam Tavoidus Rishus. If that's the case, to answer Toysis Kasha, like Rabbi Avram Broida said, like the Netziv said, it must be he holds like Rabbi Yishmael in the Mishnah Menachis Chavches. If he holds like Rabbi Yishmael in the Mishnah Chavches, that the Dalat Tzitzis of four mitzvahs must be a Beged Bas Heiknafayim is Chayvet Tzitzis. If that's the case, now there's a Taina. So David Oppenheim said, well, Oilam, you want to know why? He says, you want to know why Nechlika Malchus, it's Bishvil Shechotach David Knaf Me'il Shal Shal Lefichach Neschalka Malchucha. But at the same time, we only know that that's a Taina based on the fact that David said, Atovitziva Tachliku Es Asada. Because that's when it became clear that what David HaMelech did was Hakan, not so Pashit. And that's why there was a Taina. And that's why Yotz Abaskal and said, Yeravim Virechavim Yachliku Es Amalchus. It's not because he gave him a field. And it's not because of what happened. It was really based on Yenem Medrash. It's based on that Chazal. So said the son of the Yedei Moshe, Soch HaKoros HaToiv, Rav David Oppenheim, for giving me the ability to print the Tata Svarim. So he said, it's for that reason I want to speak. Say over Marganisa Tava that he said, but the bottom line is, Alu Yarin, this was the Netziv's Teretz of an Aim based Medrash, Boloi Chiddish, Anaya Machser, and Anaya Chiddish. This is already an old Teretz, goes back to two great Goinim, Sif Soysav Yu, Doivais Bekever, the great Goin, Rabbi Avram Broide, who was the Rosh Hashiva in Prague, and the great Goin, Rabbi David Oppenheim, who was the Gaivit of Prague.